News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has moved up 11 places in the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Index for 2016-2017. Jamaica is ranked 75 out of 138 countries. The report also showed Jamaica moving up in several key indicators, including health and primary education and business sophistication. In health and primary education, the country moved up to 47, up from 70 in the previous report. Improvement in business procedures resulted in Jamaica moving up 9 places to 57 in business sophistication. The island also moved up 19 places to 112 in the macroeconomic environment, an improvement over last year's ranking of 131. The report lists the most problematic factors for doing business in Jamaica as crime and theft, government bureaucracy, and tax rates. The Global Competitiveness Report 2016-2017 assesses the competitiveness landscape of 138 economies, providing insight into the drivers of their productivity and prosperity. It is considered the most comprehensive assessment of national competitiveness worldwide. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond Mackenzie, has called on Jamaicans to assist with relief efforts in the Republic of Haiti. This after Hurricane Matthew caused widespread damage to the French-speaking island earlier this week.
Whatever we can do as a country, we should do. And I want to use this opportunity to start to ask Jamaicans now to make a pledge to assist the people of Haiti. I, as the minister, will make $100,000 to open the pledge to the relief program, and I would ask my fellow Jamaicans to join in.
Minister Mackenzie was speaking at a press conference at the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management Tuesday. Persons wishing to assist Haiti may deposit funds to NCB Kingston, account number 212-387-304, or make donations in kind to the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management's Haining Road office in Kingston. The government is moving to complete the divestment of Caymanas Track Limited, CTL, this month. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the terms of the divestment of the horse racing promotions company have been finalized, and Cabinet is moving to hand operation over to the preferred bidder, Supreme Venture Limited, as soon as possible.
Negotiations have been finalized, and the proposed terms will be presented to Cabinet for approval by early October. And every effort is being made to effect handover as soon as possible.
Mr. Shaw is urging stakeholders in the horse racing industry not to fear the divestment of CTL, noting that this will improve the sector and generate increased revenues for all parties involved. And the Ministry of Health is aiming to attract over 100,000 medical tourists to the island within the next 10 years. Director of Policy Planning and Development in the Ministry, Howard Lynch, says the sector has the potential to provide tremendous economic benefits to the country. He says at a growth rate of 20% in 10 years, it is estimated that Jamaica's share in the global market will amount to 0.3% and would generate over $600 million.
The daily revenue that has been estimated per medical tourist is US $1,300, and this is now compared to what a stopover visitor spends, which is US$113 per person nightly. Based on the estimates, medical tourism would be 10 times more than the mainstream tourist market.
Mr. Lynch was speaking on behalf of Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Elaine Foster Allen, at the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce Customs Tariff and Port Users Committee's 15th Annual Customs Seminar in Kingston recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Theodore Henry.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.